you know, and you got awards and stuff, but this is ridiculous.
I think we should just kind of be a little more direct, don't you think?
Say what's in your heart.
Really?
See, now that makes sense to me. I'm voting because when I was growing up, my father told me that if you don't vote, then you have to shut up.
I vote because I fell in love and I want it to matter.
Vote because for the first time ever, an African American can end up in the White House.
Vote because for the second time in history, a woman is running for vice president.
If you're not voting for yourself, vote for people like me.
Vote for the future of your children.
I'm voting because the bank that was funding my daughter's school loan just closed.
I'm voting because I care about gun control.
I'm voting for education, healthcare.
I'm voting because I want a voice.
I'm voting for a better planet.
I'm voting because it's my first time.
I'm voting because I want my friend Trevor to come home alive.
I'm voting because
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Is my land from California
to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley.
Episode 239 coming at you. DJ Gower always votes.
That's right, folks. Always have, always will. Never missed an election. Voted every single election I've ever been eligible for. And it's just what I do. It's like a badge of honor, I guess you could say. As an American, I get that right to express my voice. Whether or not it has any impact or meaning doesn't really matter much to me. The meaning that it has is I feel like I get to be a part of what's going on, and I get to at least have some form of say. And when it doesn't go the way that I like, it gives me the right to fucking complain about it because I didn't vote for that shit.
There you go. This is the pro voting edition. And yeah, got some badass music on this one. We're recording the vocals for the second time. Jesus,
that's right,
man.
Yeah, the first time was a struggle enough.
I know. And it was like, I don't know what happened.
Technical
man.
Failures, had to move over to the cell phone.
Yeah, now my
that was all fucked up.
Wireless headphones just died. I had to run and get gaming headphones with like a stupid thing. Like, I'm sure he can see it in his. Fuck,
there's four
man.
Guys in the Northwest Quadrant.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, we're still putting out this shit 10 years later, bringing you a fine podcast. What you just heard, some Ministry.
That's right. Our podcast has lasted longer than most presidential terms.
That's true. And yeah, get up, get out, and vote. Have you ever heard that song? I never have until today. So, ah, the struggle, man. Jesus.
You know, it's it always cracks me up. You know, celebrities always want to come out and tell you, you know, go out and vote, go out and vote. You know, it's so important. You should vote. But if they ever express like their political bend on something, like you should go out and vote and fuck Trump.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then suddenly all these people are like, well, now I'm not listening to your music, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, really, dude? Really? Because they checked a name on a box on a piece of fucking paper.
What's funny enough is that opening the show, we got a little Steven Spielberg-directed PSA telling you to vote with numerous celebrities.
Yeah.
From DiCaprio to fucking Harrison Ford.
I'm sure we got some Rock the Vote in there somewhere, you know?
Yep, because this is the pro voting edition. The last one, DJ Matador doesn't vote and never will. Did not go over too well with siblings, friends. I was shamed.
Oh, yeah? Really?
Shamed by all.
You got some pushback on that one.
That's right. They weren't too happy, and I guess I get it. Oh,
you know,
fuck.
I mean, but hey, you put in a clip in that show with George Carlin, I believe. And, you know, while it's funny, it's not entirely accurate. Right?
He's got a good point. You don't think so?
I mean, I didn't vote for either, so I can bitch about both. Like, that's not how it works.
You just went. Like I said, yeah. I'm done bitching or caring. We're 2 days away from the shit show that will probably not conclude for like another 10 days after this. That's my prediction.
Although, we did drop a teaser on the last episode as to a topic that we will cover here in the next talking segment, which is think local, fuck global.
Absolutely.
And DJ Gower's adventures with the local community association.
I'm part of an HOA. I just actually recorded a song, Laren versus the HOA. The secretary fucking hates me. I told her to fuck off basically this one day, and hella hungover. I still regret it.
Yeah. Well, you regret it, right? But were you wrong?
Not really. I was getting out of my car, and she's like... I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Just like, what in my house?
Oh, shit. So anyway, here we go. We're going to play some more music. Coming up, we got some Public Enemy, some Kendrick Lamar, some Rage, some Defiance, some fight music, my old band. You'll hear a track. And a lot of cool other music. So stay tuned. Here we go. This is Rhyme.
And vote for treason.
Unprecedented, demented, mini presidented, Nazi Gestapo, dictator defendant. It's not what you think, it's what you follow. Run for them jewels, drink from that bottle. Another 4 years gonna gut your hollow. Gun it out, dried up, broken, can't borrow.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Mister, I am the law, and you are not. In fact, I'm God, I got a lot. Mister, these United Breaks take over, come over. Orange hair, fear the comb over. Here's another scare, keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When you wanna talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be suffering.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Vote for hell, real generals now, not some USFL. Not a fucking game, I did not mention his name. Operation 45, yeah, it's the same thing. Sounds like Berlin burning, same thing. History's a mystery, if y'all ain't learning. In this clown show, for real estate bozo. Nazi cult 45, Gestapo.
State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me. State of the Union, shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker, stay away from me.
Tell a lie on me, I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me, I won't tell the truth about you.
30 minutes later, my future favors the legendary status of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Travel around the Atlas in a spaceship, candy-coated. My day shift been devoted to fucking up bundles of paper. Pi equals 314, the devil's pie's big enough to justify the whole thing. Wait up. Lamping in Jamaica, the clouds turning, my thoughts turning, burning cash to oil. I've been determined to make and earn this seed in the soil. It's classified. I'm satisfied when I strategize my kids' future. I ain't sanctified enough to say that I won't shoot ya. I done vandalized the industry for a circuit, the earthiest slash thirstiest nigga you know versus this. Scum of a land that transcends two surfaces. The richer the poor, the bigger the picture, the more blood pours. But
don't tell a lie on me, I won't tell the truth about you. Don't tell a lie on me, I won't tell the truth about you.
My fans can't wait for me to sun your punk ass and crush your whole little shit. I'll be pun your punk ass, you a scared little bitch. Tiptoeing around my name, nigga, you're lame. And when I get at you, homie, don't you tell me you was just playing.
Oh, I was just playing, K-Dot. Come on, you know a nigga rock with you, bro.
Shut the fuck up, you sound like the last nigga I know. Might end up like the last nigga I know. Oh, you don't wanna clash, nigga, I know. I put my foot on the gas, head on the flow, hopping out before the vehicle crash. I'm on the road yelling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I am the greatest rapper alive. So damn great, motherfucker, I've died. What you hearing now is a paranormal vibe. House on the hill, house on the beach, nigga. A condo in Compton, I'm still in reach, nigga. I'm fresh out the water, I'm about to breach, nigga. The 5 foot giant woke up out of his sleep, nigga. Oh yeah, more cars, more leers, more bars, no peers, no scars, no fear. Fuck y'all, sincere. I heard the whispers, I curved the whispers. You know what the risk is. Earthed in digits, your body reverting to stiffness. The whole world going mad, bodies is adding up. Markets about to crash, niggas is fake rich, bitches is fake bad. Blacks that act white, whites that do the dab. Donald Trump is a chump, know how we feel, punk. Tell him that God coming, and Russia need a replay button. Y'all up to something. Electoral votes look like memorial votes, but America's truth ain't ignoring the votes. It's blasphemy, how many go blasphemy? I prophesized on my last song, you laughed at me. But when the shit get bracket, don't you ask for me. How many leaders go tell you the truth after me? G Malone, big bro, kudos to him. I was two O's from an M, trying to be big as M. 30 millions later, my future favors the legendary status of a hip-hop rhyme savior. Salmon and capers, fame and lawsuits. You looking at me and Chucks, I'm looking at y'all suits. Me and Top Dog playing rock, paper, scissors in court. A real hustler lose money just to go get some more. I said it's like that. Drop one classic, came right back. Another classic, right back. My next album, the whole industry on the ice pack. With TOC, you see the flames in my EYEs. It's not a game, man. The whole world is going mad, daddy. You're sad, daddy. My only advice, go and get you a bag, daddy. Libaka, on trial, trying to portray a boxer. Beating up on my niggas while the COs watch them. Tables turn, lesson learned, my best look. You jump sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. Just know the next game played, I might slap the shit out you. Technical foul. I'm flagrant, I'm foul. They throwing me out. You throwing the towel. Look at the crowd. They no, I don't like that. Look at my smile, I'm smirking. Calm but urgent. That ain't the style. Fuck. So many verses, you live in denial. Fuck. So many verses, I never run out. What?
You're making them nervous. The music is loud.
Ho, Jay-Z, Hall of Fame. Sit your punk ass down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping.
What else?
So that means no more playing the back scenes.
What else?
My spot is solidified if you ask me.
What else?
My name is identified as that king. I let y'all worry about the list, I'm on some other shit. A difference between accomplishments and astonishments. You know what time it is, ante up, this is him forever. Y'all got till April the 7th to get y'all shit together. Let's get it. La-la. On phone now.
Southern soil, I know how agonizing racial feelings are. I know how difficult it is to reshape the attitude and the structure of our society. But a century has passed, more than 100 years, since the Negro was free. And he is not fully free tonight. It was more than 100 years ago that Abraham Lincoln, the great president of another party, signed the Emancipation Proclamation. But emancipation is a proclamation, not a fact. A century has passed, more than 100 years, since equality was promised
yet the Negro is not equal. A century has passed since the day of promise, and the promise is unkept. The time of justice has now come. And I tell you that I believe sincerely that no force can hold it back. It is right in the eyes of man and God that it should come. And when it does, I think that day will brighten the lives of every American.
Turn it off, fear is your only guide. On the radio, now fuck it, turn it off. second man, this is an election year. I'm asking you, your white guy, do you know who you're voting for yet? Don't know, do you? Now, you see that? You see what just happened here? Let me tell you something. That is a cultural thing. He knows who he's going to vote for. He's just not going to tell me. See? I've noticed that. That is a cultural thing. White people do not like to talk about their political affiliation. It's a secret. You ever ask a white guy who's voting for you? Hey, Bob, who are you going to vote for?
Dave, whoa. Take it easy now. Take it easy. So anyway, I was fucking my wife in her ass, right? And I mean, it was something else.
Yeah. But who are you voting for?
Dave, come on with the voting. I'm trying to talk about fucking my wife here. Ask me all these personal questions.
They don't like to divulge that information because it matters to them. Black people talk about that shit. Black people will openly talk about politics. Black people will openly talk about beating up politicians and shit. If I see George Bush, I'll kick his motherfucking ass for cutting my Medicaid. Why don't we just say it?
President Barack Obama has killed Osama, something Bush said he would do but couldn't do before his term was through. Not to take away from old George W. Bush, but the truth is what it is, and it's Obama I choose.
Barack stands tall as a man who's certainly on the ball, no hesitation when America calls.
You take care of business, never stop until you're through. Seems like everybody is depending on you.
But we all gotta rock the vote, can't let nobody stop the vote, it's not impossible.
Can't forget about Congress, fighting against you, being mean and dishonest like fiendish monsters, but you still work hard to bring the other side around. And still all they wanna do is keep you down. You keep cool as a fan and smile through all the drama. Presidential swagger, my vote is full.
Episode 239 coming at ya. We are here to play pro.
That's
voting
right, folks.
Songs
I always
DJ
vote.
Gower.
I get
always
engaged. I get involved. I do what I can. That's kind of the joy of democracy, right? Is that you get this ability to, when you see a wrong, you can try and step up and make it right. Unfortunately, the democracy that we have here in the United States at this point is so corrupted, so violated, so inherently skewed that we're really never going to make that much of a difference or an impact. But it maybe just want to go even more local, right? As DJ Matador alluded to in a previous episode, Gogo Bordello song, think locally, fuck globally. I want to be more action than words, right? So I get involved. Yeah. So I get this email about the local community association having an online community event where people can express their feelings and opinions about what's going on in the area. And they had been, let's just say, a little totalitarian in the way that they ran their Facebook group. They were like kicking people out of what was considered a community page because they were posting things like, oh yeah, my kid wants to mow your lawn, hit him up and like, he'll mow your lawn for $10. And they're like, sorry, you're saying you're a business and we can't have you promote your business on our page. You're like, bitch, it's a 12-year-old kid trying to mow lawns. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Right? And nowhere in the rules did it say any of this was a problem or anything, of course. So they send me an invitation to go to the meeting with a link to the Zoom meeting code. I said, well, would you look at that? So I went ahead and there's another group of all the people that got kicked out of this first group. So I posted the link in the group and said, hey guys, come join the meeting. Let's have a little talk. And I got 32 people to show up to this community meeting. And we laid into Damn. These people. Everything from the issues with the homeless and people not taking care of their yards to how bullshit it was that they were running their page with, you know, such a strong fist and, you know, people trying to help people and they're just getting in the way. They're trying to run it like they're a homeowners association and they don't do jack dick for the community. They put on like a food truck event and like what they call a Santa parade every year, and that's about it.
Oh yeah, yeah, someone probably embezzling funds like Hignall and Hignall. The one I'm a part of, the Hollybrook. It's a fucking
Hollybrook
scam,
scammers.
Dude. They used to fuck Hollybrook, and yeah, fuck. They used to pay for garbage. They blow off the streets
Jeez.
And do some tree trimming.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yep. So anyway, I don't vote. DJ Gower does, and
it was great.
You to go out there and vote
later after the meeting. One of the board members asked that I stay. Right. And so, as everyone leaves the meeting, Leslie jumps in and she's like, "Hi, oh, hello. Did you want to talk about something?" And just starts laying into these people, giving them the full fifth degree.
Oh yeah.
And the funniest part to me about the whole situation is the guy who was like running the whole show, if you will. This fucking douche canoe is sitting there in like a sailor's hat, like a captain's hat. Like, I'm the captain of the meeting. Dur, dur, dur.
Sacramento politics.
And at one point they say, you know, well, if you're so interested in what's going on, like, why don't you join the board and, you know, you could really make a difference. And I said, after what I witnessed tonight, I would rather drink bleach from that jackass's captain's hat than join your stupid ass community association.
That's amazing. In the background right now, some Perry Como.
Hell yeah.
That's a rhyme and treason first. we're going to play some more music. Thanks for listening. If you do, here it comes. DJ Gower.
And vote your ass off.
Rhyme.
This is treason.
I was campaigning for votes.
That was a nightmare.
I'm going to quit right now.
But you can't. Wait a minute. You still have a few more days till election.
Okay, I'll go through the motions, but no more stuffy banquets, no more handing out cigars, no more kissing babies. From now on, it's you and me.
I accept the nomination.
And tonight, we'll find a nice hideout where no one will recognize us.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California, well, to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulfstream waters. Made for you and me. As I went walking down that ribbon of a highway, I saw above me
Vote 'em out. Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out.
Vote 'em out. shop. Bring some new ones in and we'll start the show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out. Election Day is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If you don't like who's in there, we'll vote them out.
Can we get back to politics?
Please.
Yo. Every action has its equal opposite reaction. John Adams shat the bed. I love the guy, but he's in traction. Poor Alexander Hamilton, he is missing in action. So now I'm facing Aaron Burr with his own faction.
He's very attractive in the North. New Yorkers like his chances.
He's not very forthcoming on any particular stances.
Ask him a question, it glances off. He obfuscates, he dances.
And they say I'm a Francophile. At least they know I know where France is.
Thomas, that's the problem. See, they see Burr as a less extreme you. You need to change course. A key endorsement might redeem you.
Who did you have in mind?
Don't laugh.
Who is it?
You used to work on the same staff.
What?
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side.
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side. Talk less, smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for. Shake hands with him, charm her. It's 1800, ladies, tell your husbands, vote for Burr.
I don't like Adams.
Well, he's gonna lose, that's just defeatist.
And Jefferson,
in love with France.
Yeah, he's so elitist.
I like that Aaron Burr.
I can't believe we're here with him.
He seems approachable. Like, who could grab a beer with him?
Dear Mr. Hamilton, your fellow Federalists would like to know how you'll be voting.
It's quiet up.
Dear Mr. Hamilton, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting?
It's quiet up.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr? We know it's lose-lose.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr?
Burr, sir.
Alexander.
You've created quite a stir, sir.
I'm going door to door.
You're openly campaigning.
Sure.
That's new.
Honestly, it's kind of draining.
Burr.
Sir.
Is there anything you wouldn't do?
No, I'm chasing what I want. And you know what?
What?
I learned that from you.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's a tie.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's up to the delegates.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's up to Hamilton.
If you had to choose,
Jefferson or Burr.
Choose. Yeah.
Oh.
The people are asking to hear my voice.
Oh.
The country is facing a difficult choice.
Oh.
And if you were to ask me who I'd promote. Jefferson has my vote.
Oh.
I had never agreed with Jefferson once.
Oh.
We have fought on like 75 different fronts.
Oh.
But when all is said and all is done, Jefferson has beliefs. Burr has none.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, I'll be damned.
Hamilton's on your side.
Well, I'll be damned. Well, I'll be damned.
And
you won in a landslide.
Congrats on a race well run. I did give you a fight. I look forward to our partnership.
Our partnership
as your vice president. Yeah, right. You hear this guy? Man openly campaigns against me, talking about I look forward to our partnership.
It is crazy right that now. The guy who comes in second gets to be vice president.
Oh, you know what? We can change that. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm the president.
Oh, y'all. Do you see Hamilton?
Thank you.
Each of us has a moral responsibility, if we are of voting age and if we are registered, to participate in that decision. So I come to California today, and I'll leave here and go to Chicago and then to Detroit and then Baltimore, Maryland, and New York to say the same thing. I come here to urge every person under the sound of my voice to go to the polls on the 3rd of November and vote your conviction. Now, I know you are intelligent people, and I don't need to tell you who you should vote for. I don't have any fear about that. You know who to vote for. I'm just asking you to vote. Now, just if you need... Now, if you need a little information on my convictions at this point, I must honestly admit to you that I am not going to vote for Mr. Goldwater.
Episode 239 coming at you. We're closing out the show. This is the hour of always votes.
Everyone always wants to walk in. Before they walk in, but everything else they'll spend weeks, months, years fighting each other on Facebook or whatever over the president this and the president that and my candidate this and my candidate that. They didn't spend 5 fucking minutes to read all the different propositions for your state, all your who your locally elected officials would be. Is that the person that you want representing you? Right? Like, when you make that vote, you're saying, like, I'm putting my faith in you to represent me, right? And if you don't vote, then whoever the fuck runs is going to be who wins, because all they have to do is get a few people to vote for
them. Yeah, that's a good point. So yeah, go out and vote. That's the message of this show. You'll hear speeches because it is DJ Gower's show.
Signature moves there in the KZFR days. I was dropping a little speech with some beats in the background and trying to match it, syncopate it with the case and the speed of the speech and the feelings and the emotions of the music rising in the background.
We got some Martin Luther King Jr., nice. Some Dave Chappelle, and some LBJ.
I like it.
A random choice indeed. Because, yeah, slavery ended, 100 years ago. And in the 1960s, we haven't made any progress hardly since the 1960s. That's what the speech is.
Yeah, you know,
so
I mean.
Brutal, dude. Oh,
hey,
50
the
years
more
later.
They can get us to-
zero progress.
The more they can get us to fight with each other, the more they win.
60 years later.
They know that we are their most powerful ally and enemy. Right? We make the decision. They lie to us on the fucking regular. So if you are going to vote, right? Like,
yes,
I don't think that everyone should just go vote. I think you should go vote if you know what the fuck you're doing. Right? If you have an understanding of what you're voting for, why you're voting that way, and what you're voting for, I think that you do yourself and everyone else around you a disservice to walk into a voting booth and be like, I'm voting all blue today. I'm voting all red today. Like, really? Like,
Yeah. P-
People
and
are retarded.
You don't think that politicians are smart enough to know that, like, oh shit, I'm in California. Like, even though I'm technically like a flaming conservative Republican, I'm going to put myself on the ballot as a Democrat because I'll get votes. People just vote blue, no matter who.
Went out to brunch this morning, saw numerous trucks with Trump flags, American flags. Saw a dude with a Blue Lives Matter hat and shirt who was probably a cop. Also saw the most ghetto truck ever with the Biden flag.
Yeah, man. It's
just funny, man. It's like,
well,
give
did you
it
hear
up.
About like in Texas up, dude. the Biden tour bus. Well, I mean, rammed might be slightly
rammed.
Overstated. It got overrun by
ramming
a squadron of MAGA truck, and then they
rear-ended,
completely,
yeah, of course,
surrounded it and started to slow down to like force it to stop or like run it off the road. I guess they hit a staffer's car. And they made the bus like swerve out of the lane for a minute or some shit. But anyhow, like, that's where the fuck we're at right now, people? Like, are you shitting?
Yes, it is. The Civil War coming soon. Civil War on its way. Civil War 2. U.S. Fucking crazy, man. Sorry times we're living in, and wish I could hang out drinking a delicious hot bullet that I've been nursing for the last 2 hours, and it's like just warm and disgusting at this point.
Yeah, I mean, those are usually like hard enough to put down on the regular, just because it's a double IPA and it's super boozy, you know?
It is. Yes, it is.
Nice.
Had a couple beers earlier today.
Yeah, claim stake.
You got the claim stake
trust
going.
And believe. So, yeah, this is pretty awesome I've been a huge fan of claim stake for a long time now, and they just acquired their own bottling line, or canning line, I should say. So now they're able to can their own beers and everything, and this is huge because most of the time we had to go to the brewery just so that we could get a crowler, right? Which is like an oversized can of beer, right? Now we can go and get 4-packs and don't have to go to the brewery like twice a week to get beer. Like, I can actually get beer and have it at home.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my
DJ
god.
DJ Gower's in the mecca of beer.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever wanted to think about moving, all I had to do was like stumble outside my front door to like 5 of the greatest breweries that you've ever been to.
So crazy, man. And yeah, man. Had the old Disco Ninjas this morning on tap.
On tap, huh?
Holy fuck, dude. What a beer.
Nice.
And just fresh.
Who was serving?
Look. God, it was good.
For breakfast.
I did regret getting 20 ounces.
Yeah.
At 9 in the morning. That's right.
A 40 ounce of That's revision to kick off your morning. Yeah.
That's right. I was feeling it too.
It's at least
I think that beer is like 8% or something, isn't it? I chugged on the moon because it was like they brought it super late, you know.
Well, I guess if you'd already eaten, then, you know, that helps. Man. But
I did.
Oh, man.
Fuck. So we're recording this for the second time. I can't believe it.
It is what it is.
It's so
fucked.
It's like the vocals are out of sync. I don't know, man. Yours is like...
Starts sounding like a fax machine. That's crazy.
Yeah, like what the shit, man? We're bringing it to you. $1,038 later. We pay $10 a month to bring you this fine podcast.
The, minus
yeah,
the $20
donation
that we
received
from yeah, from the Kenji here.
I think it was $30 from Kenny. Kenny Lake. Yep, he's the man, and yeah, hope you go out and vote, I guess. I'm not going to. You've heard my side.
Now you're hearing the DJ Gower side. I will say this for you and for anyone else in your position or whatever. It's not too late. You can still... If you have not registered, yes, but...
And vote.
You can still register for the next election. No. See, that's the thing.
4 years from now.
Right? Yeah, it may be 2 years from now.
There may be a special referendum.
You never know. Right? But
if they recall Gavin or Fuckface, I might have to vote to vote him out.
Do you think anybody could have been successful given like a global pandemic and like
absolutely
millions?
They just make it up on the fly every day. It's just on the fly. No concrete plan. Like, day one, I would have been like, all right, here's our plan. We got to, like, get our shit together. We got to get this testing. We got to, you know. Saying we're going to shut down everything.
This is the thing, though.
Like,
when you're a politician, it's not just because you're the governor doesn't mean that you have, like, unwielding power of a king.
Well, that's what it seems like.
No,
everyone's just doing
the
their own fucking bullshit in each
not
state.
Creating a cohesive plan and creating like a base plan that everybody can work from. Their plan was states figure it out.
Well, it's a disaster. And yeah, we should have kept businesses open.
Yeah.
That are now shut down, which I feel for those people. There was the stimulus that came out that was supposed to be for small businesses. Kanye got $500 million. Fucking B Street didn't get anything and is now going to close.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like your favorite restaurant, right? Fucking brutal, dude. And all the employees, they could have made it work, man. You know? Put plastic bubbles over the tables. You enter with a door into a plastic bubble. Everyone keeps their job. It's not that hard, dude.
It's not that
really
easy
isn't.
Either.
Or a wooden box.
Like, bro.
Yeah, I think it is that easy. The last thing you want to do
but
is just
choke
the economy.
You're also putting a lot
nothing,
of faith
dude.
In people that are generally pretty fucking shiesty or penny pinchery or whatever, going to find the cheapest, most cost-effective way of being able to do this shit. It's like when you go into the liquor store and the guy's got like a clear tarp with like a slat cut in it to exchange things through the cashier window. Like this is your protective barrier, dude? Like a fucking shower curtain? Get out of here.
Only in Sac.
What are you doing?
Does that exist? I don't know, man. We're screwed. Anyway, November 3rd is 2 days away. Fuck. Here we go. More music. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening if you did. Every Gower recommended track is in this one, except for one. That I used on the last episode.
Hopefully
so.
You found some other quality tunes,
hopefully
too.
Hopefully you've enjoyed
in
it.
There. All right.
I
excellent.
Did.
Well, then,
absolutely.
I think...
Absolutely.
That ought to wrap up this talking segment.
That's the end. So thanks again, DJ Gower, for putting up with my shitty recording techniques or whatever, dude. Holy God. And then you make the full show, and then at the end, it's like,
man.
And the vocals are completely full. Well, God damn it, man.
Hopefully
hope you
our
appreciate it,
on
you
the
fucking
talking
listener.
Segments isn't too fucked up and doesn't require a bunch of extra editing.
It'll work this time.
All right, man.
Yes, it'll work this time. I have faith. All right, here we go.
And listen to us. Rhyme. We know we're adults. We know what we're talking about. This is treason. Yeah, sure.
And vote, apparently.
Watch out what I'll add, think law, Khalid. E palamande, fuck law, Batlid.
Chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercials. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
revolutionary.
I hold pearly white teeth for all the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forts supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the line that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Schiffman will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes.
But until then, you know and I know niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.